Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Adam Allington. Of all the roadblocks between urban communities and economic development, a failing public school is one of the hardest problems to fix. The Osborne neighborhood in northeast Detroit has been living with this struggle for some time. Now, thanks to a surge of support from businesses and nonprofits, Osborne has managed to turn a corner. And the instrument guiding that turnaround has been the neighborhood's high school. At one point 4 years ago, Osborne had the dubious distinction of being Detroit's deadliest neighborhood. In two summer months, more than three dozen people were shot. Eight of them died. At Osborne High School, graduation rates were at 50% and falling. Daily attendance and test scores were at an all-time low with no signs of improvement.
Oh, man, it was a real nasty stereotype.
Ronald Norwood works for the Neighborhood Service Organization's Youth Initiatives Project. He was also a student at Osborne during this time. Struggling under the weight of the recession, population loss, and blight, the community decided to take stock. What they did have were strong civic groups, such as the Osborne Neighborhood Association. They also had young people, kids, who, if given the right support, could be a catalyst for change.
It was sort of a challenge overcoming this stigma that I could be smart, that I could be this person that makes the change that I see in my community, that it was me that they've been waiting on and not someone else.
Norwood says the big change happened when foundations got involved. Major philanthropy groups like Kresge, Kellogg, and Skillman. In partnership with local groups, they directed resources toward all the critical things that happen outside of schools but make all the difference to success in the classroom. Things like safe routes to school, summer jobs, and mentorship. This past summer, senior Dante Fleming landed his first summer job working right in Osborne.
This summer, I worked with General Motors as an intern, and they had us plan a community project, and they had us actually execute the work ourselves. We didn't know that at the beginning.
In addition to help from GM, the nonprofit Life Remodeled also pitched in about $5 million. The group boarded up 500 vacant homes. It also paid for a new roof on the school, as well as upgrades to the library and gym. On the first day of class this year, Fleming said things felt different.
The first week of school was excellent. The flow was different, the energy coming in as a senior. Everything just seemed so new and refreshing.
New and refreshing aren't words typically associated with Osborne, a school that was once looked at as a dropout factory. Fleming hopes to attend Central Michigan University after he graduates. And while his story is just one among tens of thousands, it shows the critical role young people can play in economic development. Larry Gant is a professor of social work at the University of Michigan.
I think Osborne is kind of unique in its focus on very simple, pragmatic economic development, but economic development that is feasible and within reach of the residents there.
Gant points out that progress in neighborhoods like Osborne may not grab the same headlines as other Detroit comeback stories, but when stitched together across the region, they amount to the biggest challenge for a city trying to shed its old bankrupt image.
Osborne may not be downtown, but Osborne is the key to Detroit's success.
Frank McGee directs the Youth Initiatives Project for the Neighborhood Service Organization. Standing in front of Osborne High School, he points out several signs of progress, things like regular bus service up and down 7 Mile Road, new businesses opening, and working streetlights. All this started with Osborne High School.
We could define success by graduation rates. It's about a cohesion, opportunity, and more important, it's about education.
If you have a working school, McGee says, a neighborhood can turn itself around. And what Osborne and lots of Detroit neighborhoods are looking for is pretty modest. They want property values that go up, a growing tax base to pay for services, and jobs. With State of Opportunity, I'm Adam Allington, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.